At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Something inside me is still watching you.
Now whisper. It's pretty chilling, isn't it? It's right at the center of this whole thing. And the question we're wrestling with today is pretty stark. Was this forbidden interview, this hint of a massive government cover-up, just an elaborate fake, or did it actually reveal something? Well, terrifying.
We're diving straight into this leaked recording, the Hollow Creek recording. It supposedly popped up in 2016. And it sounds like independent journalists talking to people who claim, anyway, to be the original investigators from way back in 1976. The Hollow Creek case. I mean, the government's kept this under wraps for, what, over 40 years now. The big question, the thing that makes it all so unsettling, is simply what actually happened there at Hollow Creek.
Yeah, and just to be clear, we're not digging through dusty archives today. Our source, the thing we're really picking apart, is this leaked recording itself, which, let's be honest, is incredibly controversial. People hear it completely differently. It really sparks debate.
Oh, absolutely. Which makes it perfect for this deep dive, right? Yeah. Because look, while you, our listener, might be hoping we'll land on some clear answer, we're actually coming at this from opposite sides. I have to say, the more I listen, the more I feel like, however wild it sounds, this recording might be genuine and profoundly disturbing.
See, and I'm digging my heels in on the skeptic side. To me, the whole story in this recording, it feels a bit too perfect, almost constructed. There are bits that just set off alarm bells for me. Yeah, it feels a little theatrical. But hey, we're not here just to argue our corners. We want to unpack this thing piece by piece so you can make up your own mind. Okay, so let's get into it. What are the really big, unsettling claims in this recording?
Well, the main one, the one that really hits you, is that Hollow Creek wasn't just some hospital, not even close. The voices on the tape, the investigators, they claim it was actually a secret facility for experiments. And get this, the experiments were supposedly done on people who had just died.
Okay, right there. That's uncomfortable territory. But it ramps up fast, doesn't it? They talk about these underground isolation chambers. Now, you might think, okay, standard procedure, right? Biohazards, maybe, containing infections.
But that's not what they say. The investigators are really specific. These chambers weren't about protecting the staff from the subjects. No, they were apparently designed to contain the subjects, the ones who had been supposedly brought back.
Containing them implies they were dangerous.
Exactly. That's the clear implication, which completely flips the script on why you normally have isolation zones, doesn't it?
It really does. And then there's the part about consciousness. This is where it gets properly unnerving for me. They say these reanimated bodies weren't actually the people they used to be. The original consciousness wasn't there.
Right. They use this phrase, and it's pretty stark, something piloting them from the inside out.
Piloting them? Wow, that paints a picture, doesn't it? Like empty shells being driven by something else entirely. Unknown.
It really does. It's like puppets, almost. Human bodies moving, but animated by something totally alien to who they were. And that brings us to this one investigator's testimony. The one who says he's terminally ill. This part is crucial.
Ah, the infected agent. Yeah, his words are something else. He actually says, and this is supposedly word for word from the leak, I was infected too. Since then, I haven't been the same. Something inside me is still watching you.
And then what happens right after he says that?
The recording apparently describes him just stopping, dead silence. And he stares right into the camera and smiles. That detail. The smile. It's just so creepy. It's hard to just wave that away, even for me. What does that even mean?
It's incredibly unsettling. And then what's supposedly happened after this interview, that just adds another layer of questions. The story goes that government agencies swooped in almost immediately, shut the whole thing down, silenced the journalists.
Right.
Now, if you're leaning towards this being real, that sounds exactly like a cover-up, hasn't it? Why react so strongly if there's nothing to hide?
Possibly. Or couldn't it just be the standard playbook for dealing with a leak of potentially classified, even if false, information? They wouldn't want any version of this out there, true or not. And here's another twist, something that adds to the murkiness. These rumors that parts of the recording are missing.
Yes, that's a persistent rumor, isn't it? That bits were cut out, excised. Sections may be deemed too sensitive or too revealing.
Or too easy to debunk if you're a skeptic.
Well, maybe.
But what could be in those missing bits? And then you add the fact that the actual official Hollow Creek files, still sealed after all this time, that lack of transparency, it just feeds the speculation, you know? It's like trying to solve a mystery when you know pieces are deliberately hidden.
Absolutely. It's frustrating. And then there's the story about the agent's death, the twist on the twist.
Ah, the final breath idea. Yeah. The accounts around the leak often claim his final moments were either caught on that same tape or happened very soon after.
Which, if you believe the recording is genuine, acts like this grim exclamation point on his confession, right? Solidifies the horror.
It absolutely does. It makes his words resonate even more deeply. A final, terrible confirmation.
But doesn't that also feel, I don't know, a little too dramatic, too perfectly timed for maximum effect, like something out of a movie script?
And that's exactly where we diverge, isn't it? You see careful staging, maybe designed to shock or manipulate. I see a potentially real horrific sequence of events reaching its tragic, unavoidable conclusion.
So walk me through your main points again. Why staged? What's the motive? Well, think bigger picture. Who benefits from releasing something like this? Disinformation is classic intelligence game stuff, right? Like, you know, chaos, make people distrust authority, spread fear. This kind of story ticks all those boxes. And like I said, some bits feel performed. That whisper, the stare, the smile, the conveniently timed death strikes me as maybe too good a story.
Okay. And the counter. Why might it be real? For me, it comes down to a few things. The sheer emotional rawness in that agent's voice during the confession, it sounds real. Then there's a certain internal consistency, you know, within what the investigators say on the recording itself. Mm-hmm. And yes, the alleged government reaction, that heavy-handed shutdown to people who think it's real, that kind of suppression screams, we have something to hide.
But suppression can mean lots of things. It doesn't automatically mean the core claim is true. It's a loop. Mm. We keep going around. Let's circle back to that whisper just for a second. Let's entertain the idea that this is real. Something inside me is still watching you. What does that actually mean? The implications are huge.
Oh, it's a Pandora's box, isn't it?
Hmm.
What is the something? Is it one thing? Many things? Is it the original source of the reanimation and watching?
Mm-hmm.
Is it passive observation? Or something more active? Planning, influencing.
Creating.
Maybe. It throws everything we think we know about consciousness, identity, even life and death, just completely up in the air. It's profoundly unsettling.
It really is. So we've laid out the claims from the recording, the weird details, the government reaction, the missing bits, and the two very different ways of looking at it all. My skepticism, your conviction that something deeply wrong happened.
Yeah, we've presented the puzzle with all its missing and disturbing pieces. And maybe the final thought, the one that really sticks with you after everything. Truly chilling possibility. What if some of them, they're reanimated? What if they never actually left Hollow Creek? What if some are still there or somewhere else?